go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
Wasn't just the iron sheet doing it. I was in the bathroom one day, and I hear, excellent, excellent. Excellent. And I opened up the show, and there was this girl sitting there just piping away on the sheet. Then the sheet is taking a crap on at the same time.
This is why you can't eat at everybody's house. Do not do that. It is 2026, and we are here. And I know y'all been saying, like, hey, nigga, where you been at? Stop. Relax. Take a breather. Okay? I'm here. That's what's important. Okay? I'll get to that in a minute. Y'all see the title. You see the title of the episode and you say, what is this about, Baylor? James is here. One of the wildest things I've heard coming up on a week. Yeah, because tomorrow, which is another Saturday, tell you the truth, fuck the timeline, okay? Because I don't even know when I'm going to drop this episode, but just know, Shan threw one of the most electrifying, did I say that right? Just meetups. It wasn't even a show. She could take some clips from that private Zoom party she had. Let's just call it a party. And we all in there, we just giggling and laughing, joking around, just talking and shit like that. You know, having a good time. Rod is Live was up in there. He had some cold discipline tactics that he was talking about. Rod is one of the most interesting human beings on this planet. I'm gonna tell you that right now. And where's that footage at that we sent you, Rodis? You know what I'm saying? Brick came through. You know what I'm saying? That was dope. Shan had a story. Shout out to Glow. Glow was up in there too. You know, and it was other podcasters that joined in as well. 12 Cal came through the buildings. A lot of money. I did talk to Dolomite not too long ago. He said he would have pulled up as well, but you know, he was showcasing something. Look, I know they say I'm rich. But them niggas is rich. Okay? It's a possibility that King German is going to have to rearrange that list at some point. I forgot where I was at on the list. I think I was like number 6 or 5 or some shit like that. Between 4 and 6 for sure. Anyhow, you know, it was the star study cast that was on the Zoom call, and we had a blast. We sitting up there joking. I'm playing a video game. Cooking at the same time, doing all kind of shit. And, you know, we were just talking about our experiences, talking about podcasting, talking about worldly views and social media topics and all kind of just crazy shit. And then Shan, I posed a question asking, has anybody ever been caught having, you know, sex before, right? And Shan out the gate. Before I get to Shan, let me just share my experience. Now, there's a couple of times that, and I caught like, oh my God, you guys are here. Like, I had a couple of times where I had to tell some people, hey, don't turn on the light. It's X-rated. There was a time where we did the mannequin challenge. me and Marcy did the mannequin challenge at our people's house that we were staying the weekend over. And it was one of those things where it's dark in a room and they just came busting through the door. Not busting through the door like they was, you know, came all the way through the room. But I feel like you could smell it in the air. And we weren't going crazy or nothing like that. But you know, when you just have a sense for some sexual interaction and we just, you know, and I forgot what position we was in. But that's none of y'all business anyway. So anyway, I'm sharing my experiences and stuff like that. And I remember a situation where this was a long time ago, way before Marcy, right? This is when I was outside. And met this chick who stayed with her mom, which is nothing new. You know what I'm saying? A lot of smart girls were still staying home because, shit, it's expensive out here in L.A., right? You know, and this is past the college years. You know, this is right after the college years. So we really outside now. This is mid-20s. You know what I'm saying? And met her. She's cool chick. Cannot remember her name. I can't. And I'm a nickname guy anyway. So I'm for sure not gonna remember your government name, my nigga. And I don't even remember the nickname I gave her. Anyhow, it kind of went like this. She stayed roughly 45 minutes to an hour away from where I stayed at. I'm on the east side at that point. Because I think I had, at one point I had moved back to my mom. When I had stayed in West Hollywood for a little bit. And then I had to move back. So, met this chick and I pulled up to the crib. It's a late night mission, right? And she was, it just came off funny. That's all I'm saying. It just came off funny. And, I just didn't trust certain things, dog. I ain't gonna even lie to you. She just looked shaky. I went through with it though. Room was pitch black. The house was, she had told me before I walked in, she was like, well, I knew this before, prior to going over there, she was like, her mom really drinks. Like, she drinks until she blacks out. So I said, okay, got it. You got it. You know what I'm saying? So her mom was at home. So I pull up. This is when I had the Saturn. I had a Saturn three-door coupe. You know the little half door, that little half suicide door that came with the Saturn, like a Saturn three-door coupe, three or some shit like that. I thought I was the man. I thought I was doing something out there. That's another story that I went on, whole nother story, but I'll get to that another time. Anyhow, I pulled up and she stayed in the car. My bad. That's not professional. I pulled up and then she stayed in the cul-de-sac. And her cul-de-sac, right behind that wall, was one of the main streets that lead to the freeway. So I wasn't too far. She didn't stay too far from the freeway entrance. Main street is right behind. You know, it's just a huge wall. You got to drive in, make a left, then make another left, and get up out of there, right? So I'm, you know, again, I'm on a solo mission. Just to give y'all a little insight, most of the missions that I went on during my single years, my bachelor years, most of them were solos. It's very rare that I went on team missions, just to let you know. Did I go on a few team missions? Absolutely. But I, by far, like I want to say maybe 75 to 80% of the time, solo missions. I moved solo. All my activities was done on a solo. So I pull up, you know. She's directing me. I give her a call as soon as I pull up off the freeway. And I see some niggas standing outside. And they just standing out there, just talking and stuff like that. They look a little sketchy. Now, I'm in a city that is not known for, you know, any type of heavy game banging. You know what I'm saying? But it's killers everywhere, you know? Just because they're not known for game banging, they got sets just about any and everywhere. You know, so they're not as well known or they're not as popular as the ones that's in the city. But nonetheless, you got some out there. And I'm not even saying these guys were actually gang members, but they fit the description. They looked the part for sure. The shoe definitely fit. And it was just sketchy. So I pulled up. And obviously, I do the smart thing. I back my car in. You know what I'm saying? I drive all the way down to the cul-de-sac. And pull all the way around. I go around that little half circle, you know what I'm saying? So I can see them niggas. And they see me, and they see me seeing them, but they still talking. And they might be like, yo, who this nigga? And I sat in the car. So they like, this nigga just sitting in the car. You know, they got, I could pull off a drive-by or something like that and hit the corner, boom, boom, get up out of there. So I, you know, I understand that they could be watching me for safety precautions as well. So I hit her up and I'm like, yo, I just pulled up. And she was like, hey, I'm waiting for my mom to fall asleep. I'm like, yo, what kind of shit? I was just a year older than her. I'm like, what? But then, you know, I got to understand that just because you are an adult, you still living with your parents, they, you know, you probably was raised a certain way. And or you probably just got a certain level of respect for your mom's, a certain level, because you still was willing to sneak me in your mama's house. Or maybe her mama just reacts a certain way or something like that off that look. But she knew that her mom was going to fall asleep. Waited for about 5 minutes. It wasn't that long at all. And she had like this this case around her phone to where it guided me through the house. Nigga, again, a lot of darkness just around. They're like, nigga, all the lights. When I tell you all the lights, nigga, all the lights in her house were off. She guided me with her phone and her waist. My nigga, I'm looking over her shoulder at her phone and I'm holding her by her waist. Because nigga is so dark, but she knows the blueprint and the layout, the floor plan to her home. Obviously, mom's in there on the couch, knocked, snoring galore. Right, so she wasn't lying about that. Got right past mom's, get right to the bedroom. Bam. Fast forward through all the details that y'all desperately want to hear, but I'm not going to share. I look outside and I see them niggas still sitting outside. My brain automatically went into defense mode. And she became like extremely like clingy and stuff like that. Again, where I'm from, you got to be careful about all kinds of signs. That could be a clinginess of, hey, I need to keep you here long enough till the plan is finished out to get this nigga. Or maybe, you know, Game 7 performance, Mookie Betts closes it out, World Series winner. It could have went down like that. But she went from interaction to, hey, let's start mapping out our plans, like future plans together. And I said, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay, this is, you know, it kind of spooked me. But I was already nervous from the get-go from pulling up and seeing two niggas outside talking. So there you go with that. Risky shit we did in our 20s, didn't we? Anyhow, I told her I needed to go to the car to go get something. I totally lied to her. The heaviest lie that I ever could have told to a person who probably was really interested in me. Went in my car, got in my car. Them niggas were still outside. Nigga, I pulled off. By the time I got on the freeway entrance, she texts me, nice, bleep, in you. Okay. And that was it. I don't think we had any. We may have had a slight interaction after that, but I can't really recall it. So the reason why I bring up that, because now we're about to flip it, cuz I feel like she could have kept me in that room. She could have kept me in that room for a long time. The way she orchestrated that whole little movement, I'm pretty sure she could have got away with some shit, right? Now let's get to Shan. Shan said, I kept a nigga at my house in my room for a week.
What in the?
What? And she said her mom caught her, and this is what happens. Shan? Well, I can't be her mom. Shan, the door is locked. Okay. Here's the thing. Pause. This story, this is an actual, this is real life events. I'm going to put the sauce on it though. Okay. All right. Now look, I'm not saying what I'm saying is not true because I'm putting sauce on it. I'm saying I'm just putting a little bit of Baylorism flavor on it. Okay. All right. Let's back it up. Look. Shan, I'm trying to get in your room because I'm trying to do something that a parent needs to do. Shan does not open that door. She does not unlock that door. Then her mom says, I ain't no motherfucking fool. If somebody is in there, you need to let me know, okay? It's a pause. Quiet. Silence. The buildup. Cliffhanger. Okay? Then all of a sudden you hear Shan say, James is here.
Who the fuck is?
Who is James? And why the nigga that's in the room, why is his name James?
Why is his name James? It could have been anything.
You got to understand, okay? Like, because when do y'all think they stopped making James? When? When do y'all feel like the year that they stopped making James? It's a couple of names I got on there. When did they stop making James? When the last time y'all talked to a Jeremy? Hmm? How many Veronicas do y'all know? Okay. When the last time you talked to a Natasha? A Natasha. Okay. And where's Felicia at? Those are my names for right now. Those are my names for right now. Because I only knew a couple of Felicias. I met one. She was real cute. She was in my teenage years. Real cute, shy. I've only met two Veronicas. One coworker and one I went to high school with. Okay. Jeremy, I feel like I've met less than a handful of Jeremys. You don't come across those anymore. I think King Jeremy's name is Jeremy. And he might be probably one of the last three Jeremys that's still here. Natasha's. Now I get a lot of Tasha's now, but Natasha, whoo, that's top. That Natasha is top tier 90s name right there. Natasha? That's crazy. That's crazy. Anyhow, James though. You know, James comes with a pack of cigarettes off top. But James was in that room. Not only was he in that room, Shan shared with the world that he was there for a whole week. Oh, it gets better. It gets much better than what I'm talking about. Because then when she told her mom that James is here, she then said, okay. And then the nigga James stayed for a whole nother week. He was in her room for 14 days. That's 14 days? He stayed in there. It was an Airbnb. For 14 days, this nigga stayed. He had breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack. He was getting up in the middle of the night for 14 days. That's not his house. But James is here. Do you understand the level of PTSD that I have and other men who were born and raised in the 80s, played around in the 90s? You know, when we had to call that girl house and her dad answered the phone? And I know the first parent we go to is a dad, because we scared of the dads. Especially for the ones that didn't grow up with a dad. It's a different type of authority that you're scared of, because you're not used to hearing that authority you're not used to hearing it like that. And them niggas answer the phone, boy, you corny. Soft spoken. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you're going to find a couple of niggas who thought they was too tough for society. Yeah, nigga, I didn't care if her dad picked up the phone or not. I'm not scared of her uncles. And shut up. On the normal, niggas was nervous when they heard that deep tone. Because he already know. He already know. When moms pick up the phone, you could tell what kind of mom she was. Okay? Sometimes the mom, some of the mamas didn't, they was worse than the daddies. Worse than the daddies. So I was scared. Because then once they pass the phone to their daughter, it's like, nigga. It's like pass and go. It's like somebody on Broad. What's the park and Broadway? Is it Broadway and Park something on the Monopoly board? Those two properties. You know, if you bought those two properties, nigga, that's like buying Beverly Hills. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if you didn't buy that, you was scared every time you hit that block, nigga. Every time you hit that block, you just hope that you didn't land on one of them two properties. But then if you didn't, you knew once, because they right next to Go. And you know, you get your 200 after you pass Go. That's how it felt getting to that, calling that girl, talking to one of her parents, and telling them, can I speak to Natasha? And they put her on the phone. When they put her on the phone, that's the equivalent of, you know, landing on Go or passing Go and collecting 200. That's how that shit felt. You know what I mean? So for Shan to say James is here and there's no repercussions, there's no punishment, there's no ass whooping. Not only that, they extended his vacation stay 7 days. James, if you are out there, I would like to interview you. I know it's slim to none that I come in contact with you, but if this energy and this spirit of this episode floats out there and it just so happened to grasp your attention, I would love to just have a 30-minute sit down with you and just say, how? I just want to ask you how. We have a Cat Williams Uncle Shay Shay moment. Because I need to know how you snuck in somebody's house, stayed for 7 days, got caught, and then stayed another additional 7 days. And your name is James. I need to know, my nigga. I need to know. But shout out to Shan. Next year, pull up. I mean, well, not yeah, next year, pull up, man. Next year, pull up. I think we're going to do this again. What, about a week after the new year or a couple of days? Well, depending on when that Saturday fall. But y'all should pull up next time. It was fun. I can definitely tell y'all that y'all missed out on this one. This was just great. Just, I want to say about what, 3 hours of just pure entertainment. Riders Live is one of the most interesting adults you'll ever meet in your life. Do not have a Zoom call meeting with just some of the hidden treasures of podcasting, and don't invite Riders Live. You need him on there. Trust and believe when I say this. Trust and believe. Shan has the most podcasters in the chilling circuit that I've ever known in my life, and Riders Live is probably one of the most entertaining, unpredictable podcasters I've ever heard. No lie. Y'all missed out on that one. Next time I'll send the Bridge showed up late. But that's cool. She got up in there. Glow was it? Glow said that I forgot the name though. Was it Natasha? It wasn't Natasha. She said it's some name that I said that she said they all hoes. I forgot what name it was. I'ma ask Shan. Or I can ask Glow, but she said this particular woman name, she said all of them are hoes. And I said, wow. Riders Live told us to like make our kids hold a pencil and drip some water on it or some shit like that. Something. He told us to make sure they balance the pencil and then something with a string or something like that. It was some wild shit going on up in there. Wild shit going on. I was over there playing. I was in a wreck on 2K. I was in a wreck. Got a new build, a new power forward. That nigga nice. And them niggas started getting out of control a little bit. I was scared a little bit, but I held my own. And, you know, 12 Cal in there talking rich shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking rich shit as usual. But I just wanted to say, I probably said this on some episodes that I had sometime last year. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not back. I've never left. I just changed the way I view podcasting. You know, since last March, I decided that I wasn't going to drop every week. Executive decision. And it feels great. It feels great because I feel like if I really don't have anything to talk about, I'm not going to force it. Now, I'm not going to say that when I was dropping every week that I was forcing topics. No, I just was, my creative space was, it was operating in a different type of way. You know what I'm saying? I even had times where I had episode block or writer's block, whatever you want to call it, you know, creation block or creator's block. And I would hit up the podcasters like Shan, because I respect Shan's podcasting on a level that goes beyond professionals. They are the ones who are sponsored by these major networks and brands and stuff like that. The way she orchestrates, the way she uses a plethora of calendars, the way she sticks to her word, her follow-ups, the way she breaks down her episodes for each and every different type of podcast that she got. None of them sound the same. They are all different. Serves a purpose in this world. And so I would randomly hit up the group chat and I'd be like, hey, if y'all got any questions, I need somebody to challenge me. I think Shan got it after a while. She would send me all kind of questions. You know what I'm saying? But I say, Shan, I need you to challenge me. If there's anybody that needs to challenge me, it needs to be her because of the content that she shares on her show. I'm like, dog, I'm tired of people asking me questions as if they're scared to ask me questions. You know what I'm saying? Challenge me. You know, this is what we're here for, is to not just to share opinions, not just to help people or anything like that, but we're also here to entertain as well. And that's what I like doing my podcast for. Again, I've always said from the gate, My rookie year, I said, the reason why I do this is because I need a statue. And if I can't get a physical statue, this is my audio statue. Nobody can tell my story. Nobody can make up my personality. Nobody can tell you anything about me, because everything about me will be on these episodes. Now, you won't get a lot of stuff. I won't share a lot of stuff. But the stuff that I do share, be grateful for it, because it comes from a genuine personal place. But at the same time, there's people that know me. There's people that's going to be around me, that have been around me. There's people that like me. There's people that dislike me. There's people that love me. There's people that hate me. And all of them are going to have similar and different opinions and views of me. And they get, and that's cool. They have the right to share that. But if you want the real deal, then just come listen to these episodes. Any of them. You'll know. You'll catch a glimpse of my personality, my opinions, my expressions, everything. So I would ask her, not just her, but, you know, Drake's of the world, Gigi's of the world, and so on, and so many other podcasters. You know, I used to hit up a podcast and say, 12 Cal, I'd be like, hey, man, if you got any sports takes or any sports questions, send them my way. You know, Britt would do the same thing, but I needed them to challenge me. I didn't need them to just send me a basic question that I can answer with an opinion that'll piss somebody off from another fan base. But I need somebody to send me a question where I'd be like, I gotta untap some, I gotta, hey, this might trigger me, or this might flare up some PTSD, or this might make me think a little bit more. Oh, I might have to write some notes down for this one, because a lot of my shit is just not written down. I should, because a lot of episodes that I've done with, when I did write shit down, was a little bit more fluent. But at the same time, my style is always just getting on here and just talking about what happened, when it happened, and, you know, if I miss some details, that's okay. That's okay. But I just wanted people to challenge me. You know what I'm saying? Challenge me at times, because it just makes better content. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I got feedback. I get a lot of feedback. Some of the best feedback I get is when I get text messages, though. You know what I mean? And I started to get a lot of text messages when I missed a week, and I missed 2 weeks, and I missed 3 weeks, and I missed 4 weeks. And I told people, like, yo, I didn't even make a big deal about episode 400, if that's a real thing, because Leah said, hey, you got episode 400 coming up. I still haven't checked to verify that and see if it's true. But if it is, then shout out. I didn't want to make a big deal about that. I didn't really care about that. At the moment, I didn't. You know what I'm saying? But, no, I didn't want to drop every week. I just didn't. And, you know, going into 2026, I wanted to do something different as far as podcasting. Should I do visuals? You know, should I add segments? You know, what should I do different? You know, and that's what I've been working on. I had an idea that I'm still working on. I didn't want to share with the world. Well, I guess I could share. I mean, I'm pretty sure other people have tried it before, but I want to do a podcast album. And that I want to consist of some episodes that I want to really, really orchestrate and put together and just drop them all at the same time. You know what I'm saying? I want to do an album cover and stuff like that. Make it a series, you know? I want to make it different. I want to make art. That's always been my thing. Since I was a kid, I've been drawn to drawing and animation and colors and art, things of that nature. For real. Shout out to my Uncle Bruce. That nigga used to watch Bruce Lee movies, karate, wrestling, scary movies, and draw. And that's what I got. And I like everything that he did. I'm starting to realize that the male figures in my life at that time, I took a little piece from them. You know what I'm saying? Not really understanding or knowing where it had came from. Then I realized, no, this came from my uncles on my dad, on my mom's side, on my grandmother's side. My grandmother kids, I should say. You know what I'm saying? My sarcasm. You know what I'm saying? My dry humor, that comes from my father. You know? The wittiness and shit like that. That comes from him. My love of basketball. I can't say the love of basketball actually came from him, but the example came from him. Because he was one of the LA greats, one of the greatest LA point guards in LA history. But he didn't do a good job at teaching me the game. You know what I mean? I felt like that held me back in so many ways. Can't hold that against him. He probably didn't know how to do it. But basketball came from watching him. You know what I'm saying? And obviously being born and raised in L.A., I was born in 82. I was born into royalty. So it was a no-brainer to be a Lakers fan. That's why I'm here. My uncles, like I said, my uncles on my... See, I didn't really have much of a relationship with my uncles on my father's side until I got older and they passed away. You know what I'm saying? And that one hurt because we started to get to know each other. But we never had, you know, a relationship like I had with my uncles on my mother's side, which I'm not going to say we was real close, but we got history. You know what I'm saying? Like in the 80s, I was watching my uncle flip off the fucking roof. The garage roof when my granny was telling him to get down and shit like that. He watched, like I said, he watching karate flicks. He watching wrestling on Saturdays. And, you know, my other uncle, he was into acting. So he was at Southwest doing those plays and shit like that. He also went to the force. I think my auntie and one, you know, my auntie and my, I had some aunties and uncles that was in the force. Who served for the country, you know? But that wasn't my, that, you know, that never got to me, nor my granny. But, I picked up this stuff, man. And I just like the art form of a lot of stuff. You could. Art, that's all I gotta say. Creating, creative, you know what I'm saying? Going with the flow, making something from scratch or editing something. That's what it was. Being creative and shit like that. And it got to a point where I was like, nah, I don't think, you know, you will hear podcasters say when it becomes a job, then that's when you want to walk away. But I don't think I'll ever give up podcasting. I was telling my boys from Detroit, What Up Though podcast, and they had on one of their episodes, they was like, they don't know when they're going to come to an end. But and then when you hear that, you know that it's like, that's almost like saying, you know, I've seen some podcasts that I used to listen to, and they just faded away. I'm not saying it in a disrespectful way, because in all honesty, it hurt me. Because when I just, you know, sometimes you was just, they'll go a week. And then they'll drop another episode a week later. Then they'll miss 2 weeks, and then they might pop up again. And one person is missing. You know, if it's multiple people on the podcast, this person is not talking as much or not there as much, and shit like that. It's like you start seeing the signs and shit like that, and it's like, damn, man, because they replaced all audio Period. I haven't listened to the radio in like years, like well over a decade. Like just turning on the radio and listening to it, nah. Anytime I would do some shit like that is if I got a guest in the car, work or something. And not even then, you know what I'm saying? It's if I had no other option, if the goddamn, you know, shit wasn't working, then the only thing that we have is the radio, then I'll turn it on. But nah, I haven't listened to the radio. So I don't know what people be listening to on the radio, unless they listening to radio personalities and shit like that, which, by the way, you could do that by watching YouTube. I'm pretty sure older folks ain't fucking with that. But, you know, I'm not listening to the radio. I'm only listening to music and podcasts. And these podcast shows would drop. I would have a podcast that would drop every single day. You know, all my favorites dropped on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I had a whole lineup. You know what I'm saying? I seen 12 Cal on Twitter for years. Before I knew he had a podcast, and two, even before I knew who he was, I used to just see this same his profile pic. You know what I'm saying? I would see him on Twitter. I don't know if I would see him on IG as much because my IG feed was a somewhat different than Twitter. Obviously, like you got so many people that you follow. You got a gang of people that follow. That you follow and that follows you on IG, but I bet you that follow group and the people that you follow on Twitter is a whole totally different ballgame. You might have a few here and there that translate, that go back and forth, but that Twitter space was different. Because I had a Twitter, I was an OG Twitter, or as OG as you can be, because I heard it was out before 09, but I've been on Twitter since 09, and I took a break because it was, at one point it got boring, but since 09, nigga, that Twitter in 09, 2010, 11, 12, this shit got crazy. Okay, shit was popping all the way to like the pandemic, tell you the truth. I'm gonna tell you like that. It was cool up until it got bought by Elon. You know what I'm saying? It turned into rage bait and political war content and shit like that, and just... It turned out bad now. It's not even, the engagement is all, I don't even see people on my timeline anymore. You know what I mean? But, this is where I met a lot of the podcasters and stuff like that online, Twitter, IG, listen to their shows and stuff like that. But I just started seeing a lot of podcasters fade away. And I'm like, damn, man, I'm still holding it down. I'm still holding it down or whatever, but it's like a lot of my peers is just, they just disappearing. And then I just felt like, man, it's not that I don't feel like doing this no more. It's just that I don't want to force the content and I want to put more thought into it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, nah. And to be honest with you, I just started doing a lot more stuff outside of podcasting, which is I could podcast more because I got more stuff to talk about. But it's just certain times and windows, and also my job. You know, it changed a little bit, which changed in my recording times and stuff like that. But I'm gonna tell you what confirmed it is when the No Nonsense announced, "Hey, the No Nonsense show is about to shut down." Some words that I never thought I would ever hear. Again, but I've been through this before because in Deep Show, you know what I'm saying? The Black Astronauts, Shiznit Show. It was so many classic podcasters that I used to listen to back in the day. Side note, y'all know that my podcast career technically started in Louisville, you know what I'm saying? But my first podcast, I had a podcast mixtape. I had a mixtape podcast that started in Louisville. But BTG for President started. That's by the way of Atlanta. By the way, y'all niggas better know y'all history. But I seen so many people just fade away, dog, and it was just so sad. But when the No Nonsense announced it, I was like, fuck, you know, because I'm a part of the network, you know. And be honest, he gets a lot of praise because he was juggling so many shows that was under that network. You know, I was like the I was like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air of the other crew. I'm the cousin. I'm Will when it came to the network. You know what I'm saying? I got my own show. It's different than everybody else's show. And then not only that, I got two shows. I got BTG for President. I got my sports show, Open Room with BTG. So now I'm holding down two shows a week. I got to record two shows a week. And I did that up until last March of 2024. I had never missed a week. I may have dropped on different days outside of, because my drop days was Wednesdays and Thursdays. Wednesdays was sports, Thursdays was the flag show. But there was times where I either got my, you know, forgot to send the show notes and it pushed it back to a Friday or a Saturday. But I've always dropped both of my shows. I never missed a week. You know, and Open Run with BTG doesn't have as many episodes as BTG for President, because I started BTG for President maybe 2, 3, or 4 months after BTG for President. So, you know, they not really equal, you know what I'm saying? Open Run with BTG is behind. But yeah, man, I just said, nah, I don't have to talk every week. I don't. You know, and the bulk of my information wasn't coming from social media or anything like that. So, and I just didn't feel like talking about what was going on with my life at the time. Not that it was, you know, top secret or too personal. It's just, I just didn't. Once they announced that they was shutting it down, and at the time I didn't know that Beyonce was going a different route and he has his new podcast. And I'm like, all right, cool. I was still kind of sad that I wasn't going to be able to listen to their content anymore. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, this might be a sign that I could just go ahead and say, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not about to be dropping every week. And that's what happened since last March. You know what I'm saying? So here we are in January of 2026. This is the first episode. No, you know, no fireworks, no special announcement or anything like that. It's just going on as regular business, you know. But I'm here, and here I am. This is what it is, 2026. I want to do something different, though. I do want to have some visuals on deck. Now, I got features. You know, I'm on Brit Show. I've done 12 Cow Show. You know, I've done shows on other people's podcasts. So I'm getting my three stacks on. You know what I'm saying? I'm going around just laying features and stuff like that. But as far as putting my own show out, I just put one out. What was that? A little bit. Was it before? It was either before or a little bit after Christmas. Something like that. Turned 43 last year. Damn, nigga, I turned 44 this year. I turned 44 years old. I think this is when that midlife crisis shit start. Yeah, I think that shit just hit me. Like, nigga, 44? I know 12 Cal is like, nigga. But no, obviously every day, every minute, every second, nigga, is new. I've never been 44 before. And by the grace of God, I get there. But nigga, because at 43, I was like, I didn't even make a big deal about 43. We was supposed to go out of the country for my 43rd birthday, but shit didn't line up. You know, some shit happened. They found out I was a Dodger fan because we were supposed to go to Canada, but we didn't. And then we had some other stuff that I'll get to in just a second. But I just wanted to say, hey, I don't want to do that shit like 2026 is the year of, or this is what we... No, just whatever you was doing last year and the year before, keep doing that shit. Just do it better or do it more or try something different. You know what I'm saying? I don't do... what's that shit called? What is that shit called? New Year's resolutions and shit like that? Nah, man. I'm not saying... Some people need them. So I'm not knocking it for other people. But for myself, no, I don't do New Year's resolution because I'm old enough to know that I just don't need to do that. You know what I'm saying? I'm aware that we got a new year. A new year often feels like just a new slate, even though them bills roll over to the next year. But just gives you an opportunity to say, I'm going to do better. That's why niggas is in the gym for the first month, nigga. Second week of February, they up out of there. But no, I'm just going to do whatever mistakes I made last year or whatever I hesitated on last year, we just not going to hesitate this year. Try not to make those same mistakes. And just brush up some shit that you want to get done. You know, whatever you want to do. Like I said, I announced to the homies in the podcast game last year that I wanted to do a podcast album. Maybe this is the year I need to start working on this shit and drop it. You know? But, you know, I've been taking care of my mental health the best way I can. Slipped into a couple of depression modes here and there. You know, depression season creeps around October, you know, and those fall and winter months will do it to you. But my favorite time of the year, my season will always be fall. Oh, I love it. I love it. But, you know, my mom's birthday is October 26th. And, you know, you're not going to get around that. And that leads me into my closing topic is get close to who you need to get close to. You know, we got hit with some news. Part of the reason why we didn't go out of the country as well as, you know, Marcy mom was sick or is sick, you know. And it's one of those things where it's like, damn, you know. And so now I have to go from just being a husband, a super husband, to a super supporting husband. I might have to pick up the slack more on this side because she's in that mode and in that stage of taking care of her parent. In that time, parent, you know. Now, as a person who has lost both parents, I got experience with not having them. And let me tell you, that shit sucks. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where I got to prepare to support and be there for somebody who is going to feel at their lowest. And let me tell you, there's no answer. There's no blueprint to this. There's not a podcast you can create that's going to tell me this is how you should do it. No, it doesn't work like that. It'll never work like that. We'll listen. And there's certain things that I could take from it that might help. But for the most part, this is one of those things where she got to go through what she has to go through, and I got to be there while she goes through that. And that was another reason why I was like, I used to hear podcasters listen to their shows, and they would tell me on a personal thing, like, yo, I mean, we got some shit going on, or I had some shit going on, that's why we didn't record. And I'm like, my arrogant dumbass used to say, I don't care what I'm going through, I'm always going to podcast. Until you realize a lot of shit that you do in life doesn't matter when life is on the line. You know what I mean? So it's like some people just felt like they got to take that break, not because it's a distraction and it might interrupt their podcast entertainment, but they just don't feel like podcast is worth dealing with when life is so much life in right now. You know, I also feel like podcasting for me is extremely therapeutic. So whether I'm being featured on one or I'm working on my own, it helps me get through a lot of stuff. But that's basically what's been going on in the Taylor household. I'm not making any excuses. There always will be reasons. But I just want to make sure that I don't have to use any reasons to stay away. And I definitely don't want to use any excuses for anything. But that is the reason. That's one of the reasons why I just fell back, you know. And that's it. I want y'all to go tap in to these other podcasts that I just finished bringing up. Shout out to them. We stay coming up with music episodes between me, myself, 12 Cal Britt, and Jay Bizzle, Jay Boog. You know, we got another banger that just dropped recently about the favorite part of the song that you like. And then I got another episode that we gonna be, you know, whipping up soon for y'all with some great music and stuff like that. Where y'all at on y'all music stuff? I got some music, man. Look, I ain't gonna never beat the allegations, but I got some song. We're gonna have to do a cake. Maybe me and Dolomite gonna have to do this. At one point, Crips was making better music than the Bloods, but then the Bloods was making better music than the Crips, and then it's like everybody's just out now, and they making music together, which is such a beautiful thing when they make music together. But it seemed like lately the Bloods been coming through though. That's a whole other thing. Hey, take care of y'all mentals. Like Marshawn Lynch said, it seemed like it's just a lot of people going through. I just seen a woman crying online talking about she feels unattractive. Nobody wants to date her and stuff like that. It feel like work. Like I've been tired, nigga. I just had an injury. Shout out to Juice. This nigga, slow down, bro. We don't know what you be doing. How do you even walk? Never mind. But Shane came up with a January to start off the new year competition, Nike Run app. You know, 50 miles for the month. You know, I beat her last time, so I know she's coming for the crown. But Juice has entered the chat a couple of competitions ago, and this nigga has just been set tripping ever since. I don't even want to look at where. I just juiced up my watch, and my foot is probably 90% healed now. Nigga, I came home from work, and all of a sudden, nigga, my toe was just hurting, and it felt swollen, which after a while, it did swell up just a tad bit. Like the pinky, my right pinky toe was a smidget bigger than my one on the left, but it was sore. It was sore. I couldn't bend it. It was hard putting on a shoe. And it was right in between the joints. All right, right in between the connection of my foot and my toe. And that's where the pain was at. And I'm like, I do not. And it was, and I hurt it. I had to hurt it on a Friday when I was at work. I'm recording this on a Friday. I currently have shoes on. No, I got Crocs on. I'm lying. But I don't remember jamming, hitting my toe at all. But it was the pain was so bad. I was, dog, the way I was walking, you would think that I sprained my ankle or tore something in my knee or some shit like that. I had a nigga ask me if I was okay. And I'm like, yeah, I'm trying to get, and I did 3.5 miles. And was not recorded. Did not go on my Nike app or nothing. I ain't getting no fucking credit for that. So the next day on a Saturday, I'm just trying to stop the bleeding between this nigga Juice and Shan and this fucking competition. These niggas got like 6-8 miles opening day, motherfuckers. And I'm sitting here at 2 miles that took me almost 2 hours to do because I'm hobbling around the fucking block while my daughter's at gymnastics practice. And I'm trying my best, bro. I'm in pain. Now, Marcy gave me some Aleve or something like that, or told me to take some, and I took it twice. I took some in the morning. I took some that same evening. The pain started to go away. You know what I'm saying? And it's good enough to where I could walk again, but then I can't because that whole time I was straining that one leg. So now my right leg is just strained all in the back. I'm scared. I feel like Kevin Durant in the finals against Toronto, nigga. Like, I am nervous, right? My shit sore than a motherfucker back there. So now I got to let that heal. You know, I'm rubbing it and dog, stretching it out, all kind of shit. Pause if needed. But I'm just, now I got to wait for that to heal. Now I'm good. I'm good enough to where I could jog, I could run a little bit, stuff like that. I need to start hooping again. Not with these young niggas, and I'm not playing full court. Fuck y'all. But I need to start getting more active. I got a wedding that I'm going to be in this year. I'm going to a rave this year. Going on a cruise this year. So I got to get my ass in shape, man. Get the blood pressure down, get back in shape and shit like that. Try to be a sexy little 40, 44, 43-year-old nigga out there with the gray hairs and the beard. I'm outside with my wife, sexy-ass wife and shit like that. We're about to be showing out a little bit. We're just trying to get under control, man. It just feel like a lot of motherfuckers just super sad and depressed this time around. And I understand this shit, nigga. I understand it a lot. When I tell you I do, nigga feel like work. It's like it feel like niggas is working too much. That's what it feels like. I lay down. I'm okay with taking naps, nigga. I'm getting tired at 5:51 p.m. on, you know what I'm saying? Like, my nap time is anywhere between, like, 1:30 and 2:30 in the afternoon. True story. You can ask Marcy. Marcy, no. But it, no, I'm paying attention to people. But not just that, people are actually talking. That's the one positive thing, is niggas is actually talking about what they're going through. And I know some people have been doing it, or are starting to do it for attention. You got niggas out there hopping on TikTok Live and crying and for attention and stuff like that, which, by the way, I'm not going to snuff at that, because some niggas really need not just attention, but they need somebody to talk to. And on TikTok, there's always somebody to talk to. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like, hey, you're going to have to. This is one thing that always comes off the wrong way, but deep down, I think people know it. My nigga, you're going to have to suck that shit up. Pause. Or you just going to have to do it. I don't even know if that's any better. But I read a Capricorn meme, and it said, get your shit together. Don't nobody care. Ain't nobody coming to help you. You know? And in a way, it's some truth to that. Like, some shit you just got to get out by yourself. You're going to have a friend that you could talk to. Hell, you're going to have some podcasters that you could talk to. Shout out to Shan. I've been saying Shan name a lot this episode, because Shan has been a pivotal person in the fourth quarter of content as of lately. But she was checking on niggas at one point. I remember that she was checking on niggas, and it took me a while to get back. But I told her, I was like, I'm fine. But she was really, really checking up on people, you know? And at the time, I was not okay. I wasn't okay at all. But I was okay enough to respond. I didn't want to talk to niggas like that. I didn't want to talk to nobody. I'm just sitting up here. I'm concerned. I'm talking to my wife and making sure she's okay. Like, Marcy had breakdowns, you know, and those bills going to keep coming. And then it's like, she got the mom information. Mom got cancer. Let's put it, you know, pancreas, like stage 4, pain is still there. Pain comes back. Pain goes away. You know, so now Marcy is in the, she's in the driver's seat right now. She's taking care of her mother. Right. And so it's just a lot of shit. And we got a teenager who's acting like a teenager. You know, those teenagers are the second terrible twos. You know, we got a 19-year-old, and this is it. We got a 19-year-old Tyler right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, Bailey, you know, after my son finished his traveling basketball career, where Saturdays were our whole fucking lives, just up in random and various gyms. And went from that, we had a little break. We had a little small break. Cool, when we got our Saturdays back. And then, poof, motherfucking Bailey. Gymnastics. She's been in gymnastics for about 2, maybe 3 years or something like that. Nigga. And it's right back to it. Right back to it. Basketball, football, gymnastics has been our Saturdays, nigga, for years. You know what I'm saying? So we happy to get some Saturdays back, but this motherfucker want to be fucking great in gymnastics now. So you got that, and that, yeah. Baylor is tired. I'm tired. I'm starting my spring cleaning before spring pops up, though. That helps declutter. Get rid of a lot of shit in your closet, in your in your drawers, in your garage. In that closet downstairs where you put all kind of miscellaneous shit up in there, get rid of a lot of that shit. A lot of it. Go clean that backyard up. You know what I'm saying? Change your diet. Call some niggas. Talk to some niggas. There's some niggas that I used to talk to on a regular basis where I'm like, if niggas don't call me, I'm not calling them. And when they do call me, you got to explain how come I ain't got a call in a while. I'm going to start checking everybody. Because naturally, as a Capricorn, I like a small circle anyway. So if I allow you to be in a circle when I communicate with you on an average, you know what I'm saying, on a normal, and then you find your way of not contacting me, and the only time that we talk is when I contact you, let me tell you right now, that's a slow death for you. And it doesn't hurt me at all. It's cool. If we fall, we fall, or whatever. And I just, you know, rearrange my circle. But I'm on that type of time because you also have to try your best to eliminate shit that stress you out that you just can't handle. And sometimes it's shit that you don't know that's stressing you out. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you think about a lot that's really going against your spirit. You gotta declutter that shit right there. And so if you can't identify it, sometimes you gotta sit back and sometimes it'll come to you, or you just gotta get into your deep thought mode and be like, yeah, that's what it is. That's what it is. You gotta identify the shit that you cannot control that might be bothering you and handle that shit. And with me, like I said, it's a lot of relationships, friends, family, podcasts. I don't give a fuck who you are, where I met you, how I met you. It's at the point where, hey, if I don't get a call from you, then don't necessarily expect to get a call from me. You know, I'm gonna give niggas their credit. People like Jay Boog, Aubrey, like, yo, Aubrey, for real. Some niggas really do just, you know, keeping LJ. All the way up in Louisville, nigga would just check up on me. You know what I'm saying? Who else? Man, it's a lot of niggas. It's a lot of niggas I don't even know personally. It's a lot of niggas that I do know personally. A lot of niggas that I met through the podcast game. No matter how I met them, I just met that nigga Markel Kells. That nigga Markel, that nigga will text me, call me, FaceTime me, all kind of shit. Met him twice or whatever. He done been to one of my houses. Like, that's the shit I'm talking about right there. That nigga would just hit me up. He'll just talk about some random shit. Hey, nigga, we had paintball against zombies. Or, nigga, I got this drink. They got this drink out here, nigga, and it got cannabis in it. And, or, nigga, I'm at Disney World. Nigga, I go to Disney World all the time and... Nigga, I got two hoodie ideas. I'm gonna send you the money. Like, shit like that. You know, we talking about Legos and shit. This nigga got a Lego collection. Talking about all kind of shit. But that type of shit, it matters. You know what I'm saying? Go check up on people. It ain't even about checking up on a strong friend. Nigga, go check up on people that you really care about. If you really care about them, just go check up on them. It's a call. But I'm gonna tell you, I care about a lot of people more than I should. But I'm at the point where that Capricorn side is really, that motherfucker be talking to me like, you love them, but you ain't gotta keep up with them niggas. If they don't call you, don't call them. I'm really like that, and I'm okay with that. Just letting y'all know, if y'all hear the episode and y'all ain't got a phone call, that's probably what it is. Stone gonna hit me up. Stone gonna send me, and he my number one customer. At this point, I don't think it's another customer that will come close to Stone. He the only nigga that would just say, he would just send the money. He send the money before he send the idea. You know what I mean? So, and then probably after that might be 12 Cal. But outside of those two, y'all niggas don't come close to those two. They get special privileges. Yup. When it comes to the merch, they do. But yeah, call that person and check on them. You know what I'm saying? Or that person's gonna move on, or you probably moved on. You know, it's just like I said. I ain't gonna say it's not personal because it is a personal thing. But it's a personal thing to where I'm trying to get rid of a lot of baggage shit, whether it's emotional. You know what I'm saying? Unnecessary stress. I'm trying to eliminate all that shit. I'm literally cleaning out my closet. I'm giving shoes away, sweaters, shirts, all kind of shit, downsizing on the clothes because I know more merch is going to come in anyway because I'm going to start making some shit, so I got to make room for that. But in the meantime, I'm getting rid of a lot of that shit. You know, I went to go wash my car and clean and vacuumed it out. Nigga is cleaning shit, nigga. James is here. So we got to clean some shit. We cleaning it. I'm cleaning my mind. I'm cleaning my heart. I'm cleaning my soul. I'm cleaning my closet. I'm cleaning my car. Nigga, I'm cleaning everything. I'm cleaning my glove compartment, cleaning my backyard. About to go set up an appointment so my dogs can get a shampoo and a cut. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And no, I won't be returning back to dropping every week. But I do want to just drop randomly. I just want to drop like a GNX album, just randomly. That's it. But we here. 2026. So expect a lot of failure, expect a lot of sadness, expect a lot of downtime, but it also expect a lot of happiness. Don't chase happiness. You know what I'm saying? Don't chase it, but don't ignore it at the same time. But don't chase happiness, because happiness is like a cat. You try to play around with the cat, that motherfucker gonna run away. You know what I'm saying? Just let it happen. Stick to your game plan. Do better for yourself. And then that happiness is going to be right there. The happiness is going to want to be around you after that, you know? But don't worry about calling people that you quote unquote cool with and that you love. And the only time you have dope conversations is when you call them. Nah, nigga, don't make no calls. Shut it down. Wait till them phone calls come in. You know what I'm saying? Or continue to make the calls that you've been making towards the people that's been making phone or effort towards you. Put it to you like that. Okay? We've been beyond impressing people. We done with that. All right? Stop popping balloons. When you pop a lot of balloons, I get headache anyway. Stop doing that. Go find your happiness, but don't chase it. Go find it. Go find your peace, if anything. Just start doing that. Let's work on that shit, because a lot of motherfuckers, including me, everybody, nigga, everybody going through it. Everybody going through it. You know? Marcy's on the verge of losing her mom, losing her first parent. So she knows she going through a lot of shit. That's my boo thing, though. I got to be there for her. You know? Everybody, my point is everybody going through something. So, nigga, you really only got one. You got one of these things, don't pluck it off. They said the one thing that hurts the most is not the failures, my nigga. It's the what ifs. It's the what ifs. Stop the what ifs, nigga. Just go do that shit. Just go do that shit, man. And on that note, man, I'm hungry. I gotta go get something to eat, man.
Hey, go. Let me tell you about my gangsta life. I tell you once, gon' tell you twice. Welcome to my gangsta life. Oh, let me tell you about my gangsta life. That gangsta life, that gangsta life. I tell you once, gon' tell you twice. Hey.
As a millennial, could you imagine growing up and being able to share your location on your phone? Oh, it would have been a wrap. Especially for all my millennials that used to like to sneak out the house. The ones that used to tell their parents they was going to be at this place, but they was all the way over at this place. Could you imagine going on a mission and somebody got your location? A mission ain't a mission if people know where you at. People not knowing where you at made the mission a mission. Like the way that the younger generation just be sharing their location, that wouldn't have been a thing with us. The only way you was getting that location is if you was an emergency contact. I couldn't imagine somebody having my location during that business casual era. Oh, nah. Uh-uh. Because I'm up to no good. Growing up as a millennial is insane, because you know how many times we was at places we wasn't supposed to be? Why was I in the club in high school? I'm talking about all the kickbacks, all the sets, all the things we was doing. Could you imagine if our parents had that location and they looked at that thing and they saw that we was like an hour or two away? We said we was right here, but we all the way on the other side of town. And depending on where you live, in another state.